We're in the Mavui, in Perek Aleph, Klali Melechas Shabbos, Sif Yud Ches. So here the Shmir Shabbos Kal Hilchasa. He has an introduction of a few parakim of Klalim before we get into the actual Hilchas Shabbos. Today's podcast is sponsored for Refuah Shleima from Miril Bas Sarah Gittel. It's sponsored for Refuah Shleima from Miril Bas Sarah Gittel. Please take this opportunity to email RabbiFishman@gmail.com. Or go to RabbiFishman.com to sponsor a episode, a shiur, so that we can continue these shiurim on Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa. So we begin in Sif Yud Ches and Perek Aleph, Klali Melech Shabbos in the Mavli. Sif Yud Ches, Kiyum, one of the requirements necessary to be Chayv Mid Eraisa for Melocha on Shabbos is the Melocha has to have a Kiyum, which means it can't be something that you do now and it's gone in an instant, it's gone very soon. It has to be able to last. If it's something that's not lasting, you're not chayiv for that. So he says, kiyum min ha-toyre ein adam chayiv al siyas malacha el kein yesh le toitza'osa kiyum l'zman memushach. Min ha-toyre, you're not chayiv on asiyas malacha, for doing malacha, unless the outcome can remain for a given amount of time. And l'chari, what he means by a given amount of time, obviously is going to depend on the malacha, you know, well, as we will see in some examples. So he says, "Avalim ain kiyum kizeh l'toytzasa." If there's no kiyum to the outcome, potter min ha-toyra you'll be potter, but for aser midrabanan, it will still be aser to do such a ma'isim lachol l'chein. And therefore, hakosef b'diyoy agabe niyar, if someone writes with ink on paper, harehu chayiv min ha-toyra. Such a person is chayiv min ha-toyra. Shekein aksav miskayim lo'erich zman. Right? You write with ink on a piece of paper, it's going to last. Aval ha-kosev al shimsho ha-mechusa odim. But let's say you go over to a glass that, due to the weather, you know, there's like condensation on the glass. And you could, you know, children love to do it. They write with their fingers. They write their names in the glass. Now that's not going to last. As soon as the condensation goes, the temperature changes a drop. Right? The wording is gone. So that's potter. It's awesome to do that, but if someone did that, it's not chayv medaraisa, and it is potter. Aval akosiv al shimsha, because that ksav, that writing, is not going to last. Aval also lasis kain midrabanon, right? Aval also midrabanon lasis kain, but midrabanon, one may not do that. Another example, hakosher, someone who ties a knot. So kesher shel kayama, a knot that can last, that's meant to last, that can last, chayiv, that's the isek shira midairaisa to tie a knot. Vila kesher she'ena shel kayama, potter avlasa midrabanan. But a kesher that's not a kesher shel kayama, that's a kesher that's not meant to last for a long time, and we'll see later in Hilchos Ksharim what qualifies as a kesher shel kayama and what doesn't. But if it qualifies as a kesher, but not a kesher shel kayama, then in such a case, one would be potter. Now, an aniva or something that's a single knot, we'll see soon, will be totally mutter. But a kesher that is a kesher, but it's not shel kayama, such a kesher is asa midrabanan, but potter mida iraisa. Vim ein l'taytzaz ha-maisa kol kiyim, v'afil loy l'zman kotzer. Now, what happens if you do a maisa, but it's not going to last at all for any given period of time? So ein ze nikras melacha, that's not called a melacha. Umot alasaisa af lachatchila, that one can even do lachatchila. For instance, he says lachem therefore muta lirshem beetzba kein oisayis ba'avir. Right? He says, so that's why a person could write in the air. You take your fingers and you spell out with your fingers a letter. There's no kiyum to what you did. As your finger went down, that space is gone. And as we'll see later, similarly, let's say in Scrabble, we're playing Scrabble on Shabbos, which might be a separate shaila of writing, because you usually write with it, but just the idea of putting a Scrabble letters together to write a word. Right? As soon as you kick the board or move the board or anything happens to the board, it shakes, right? The letters will move. Right? Scrabble deluxe would be usher, because it goes into pieces that will stay, that has ability to stay. A regular Scrabble, someone will hold as mutter to put letters, Scrabble letters next to each other, because that has no kiyum. That only remains as long as, you know, everything is perfect in that spot. It says, "Umutu la'anev aniva she'ein tachta kesher." One can make a bow that doesn't have underneath it a knot. And that's why most people are going to make a tie. Right? A single knot where you just twist around the single knot. Right? You leave that, it falls apart. So that's mutter. Because that's going to undo by itself. And something that will undo by itself is mutter to do. Right? Anything within a short time will undo itself, will not remain. That is not only potter, but chayim d'rabbanan. That is mutter legamri. That is sif yutches. Sif yutches. Another qualification necessary for something to be considered a melacha on Shabbos is there has to be a tikkun. Your action has to be misaking something. It has to fix something. It has to take something and make it better. It has to enhance the item that you are doing the melacha on. So he says, "Minat Torah, ein adam chayiv al asiyas melacha ela imkin asa oisai mederech tikkun." Right? The only time you chayiv mederech when you do a maisa is a derech tikkun, in the way of enhancing it. Or what you're doing now, if you look at the maisa that's happening now, it may appear destructive. But if in reality it's only temporarily destructive, but the ultimate purpose is not to be destructive, but the ultimate purpose is constructive, even though what you're doing now is destructive, since this destruction is only to have construction, that's considered constructive. We're going to see some examples in a second. Now, let's say, I'll come back to this. Aval, ha'oisa melacha b'derech kilkul v'hashchasa, if someone does something which is just strictly for destructive purposes, min ha'Torah hu poter, v'asur la'aseh kei midrabanan, and it's forbidden to do so midrabanan. So an example he gives, l'chein, ha'koreya kaftoi rafui mebigdoi k'dei l'toifrei el'ov mechadosh. You have a loose button on a jacket. The reason why you cut off the button is so you can sew it on properly. So to that, you need to remove it. So removing that button, even though it destroys the jacket by the loss of the button, but since the only reason why you're removing the button is to re-sew it on properly, you are chayiv. Sharei b'maisa akriya hu mischavin l'sakin. Because your action of tearing is really only part of your intention to fix it. Avala kireya kafta kadeh l'kalkulas habegit. But if you're, you know, this jacket is for the garbage, and you just, you know, you're in the mood of destruction, and you just rip off the button for destructive, that is potter. Now, I just want to point out, earlier in Sivkot and Samach Tes, Shirizalus Kochaz on the bottom brings that v'imekalka almanas l'sakin v'mekoymo y'chayim. This was, we said that a kilkel, to be misakin something y'chayim, according to some, is dafka b'mekoymo, in its place. Like you're erasing on a piece of paper to write in that spot. What happens if you're erasing it here because you realize you need it written somewhere else? So that, some say, is not. Or, let's say you need bricks to build a building somewhere else. So you take the bricks off this building here so that you have bricks for another building. So this building is a kilkel. So some hold you're potter even in such a case. So even though you're taking off those bricks because you want those bricks, right? But as far as the binyan goes, this binyan is a kilkel. Now, if you're knocking down a building to rebuild a building in this place, then part of the construction is the initial demolition. That would be chayef. But if you're taking off these bricks so you can use it somewhere else, some hold you're potter. Now, another thing he brings, if you look in Sivkot and Ayin Aleph, he says, V'loy rakim kareya al manas litvar chayiv. He brings in the Rambam that not only if you kareya, you tear so that you can re-sew all your chayiv, elegamim kareya al manas l'sakein, v'nichalei b'tikin. If you tear something to correct it and you want a tikin, gam kein chayiv. V'din ze afilu mandam ar melacha she'en etzricha l'gufa pater. He says, you might say that that should be considered melacha she'en etzricha l'gufa. He says, no, even according to that manda amar, you are chayiv. Then he says, "V'ayin sham machlekes v'shainim ibina tikkun beguf hadaver shukareya. I feel mu misakin daver asher mechutz leguf habeget shukareya k'may kareya al meisay de'ikat tikkun shel hamitzvah." He says, "What happens if you are tearing a garment because of a someone who passed away, and you're distraught, or because it's a mitzvah of Kriya. Now, you're not really supposed to do Kriya on Shabbos, but you did the mitzvah of Kriya on Shabbos for whatever reason, right? So now you're ruining this garment, but lemaisi being mekayim a mitzvah al yidei the ruining of this garment. So once again, that's a shayla. He says, we'll see later. Now, what happens if you did a kilkil al manas l'sakin v'loy tikin? What happens? You ripped something, or you cut off the button to fix it, and you never got around to fixing it. What are we going to say? Are we going to say that l'mafreya yipater or l'mafreya chayif? So he says here in the bottom, gamkin chayif. He says he's still chayif, because when you did it for a tikin. Okay, now let's go back up. We're middle of if your test on top. If you erase writing or you make lines, you scratch in lines, even a drop, in order to write in that place, so you like you might say makalka the cloth. It's no longer a clean cloth, but you're making lines in the cloth, you know, through scratching. We're not talking about written lines. Sirtut is like you have in the Sefer scratch lines, right? In order to write, that's chayev. Alva moichel ksav derech hashchasa. But if you erase writing to just derech hashchasa, the way of ruining it, can shezoig michtav kasav b'diyoy l'teich mayim, you take a letter that has writing on it, and you just chart, not because you want to use the cloth again for something else, but you don't want anyone to be able to read it, let's just say. So now it's derech hashchasa. It's to destroy this piece of paper. So that is potter. Also, another example he gives, hachoyvel b'al chayim. Someone who makes a cut in a living being, a human or an animal, make a cut, you let out blood. If you took out the blood, you know, something, a blood donation, you want to take the blood for another use, in a case where it's not a mutter use on Shabbos, so then you need the blood, that's what you're doing with tzrich l'gufa, you're being mesakin to get this blood, you chayim. But if someone's upset at somebody and they just do a chavol on the person, right? So that is potter because you don't need a dam, it's a mlachshin shechel gufo, and it's not a tikkun. So memelo, such a case, one will also be potter. Then he continues, matzono sheitiru lonu chazal af l'chatchilo lasis mlach b'deret kikul hashkasa im amlam oisikein l'tzerach shabbos. So now there are times, now we just said, that when you do something, derech hashchasa or derech kilkul, it's only necessary rabbanah. So heimamru veheimamru. So he says, Chazal allowed you to do something which is a kilkul or a hashchasa if it's l'tzayrich Shabbos. Kegain, for instance, l'kerei an yor ha'atifa shal minei meichel sheh b'tzayni lochon b'yem. This is the head to destroy packaging for food that you're going to eat on Shabbos. A lishper chavis, or to break a chavis, a barrel, or a pitcher, to get to the food that's inside. So if you're destroying a packaging, so it's not because you want to be masaking the packaging later, you just want to get to the food that's inside it, right? Now the package is destroyed. So he says that is mutter. He says that Chazal, when they asked doing something that wasn't a tikkun, because it's a tzarech Shabbos, they did not asser destroying packaging for use on Shabbos. Okay, today's shiur was sponsored for Fush Lame of Miral Bas Sora Gittel. Anyone who would like to sponsor a future shiur or a podcast shiur in order to keep the shiurim going in Shmuel Shabbos Kol Chasa, so please contact rabbifishman@gmail.com, rabbifishman@gmail.com, so that you can take part in this Habatzas HaTorah.